Okay. I will be back tomorrow night, yes. Siman Reish, I mean, I hope to be. Siman Reish Alf Halacha, hey. That would be bottom of page 247. Okay, Hadachita Usaora Kodman. Now, which we said that wheat and barley come first because we're in the Pasuk first. Davkish Asimim Tavshalo Pas. It's only if you made a cooked food out of them or bread. So those are mizonos or hamotzi. He says, Avaha Kosem. A Kosei Schita, but if you just chew on a piece of wheat, Shibrechasa Bari Priadama, Eno Kodemus the Berchas Bari Priyaitz. Then it doesn't come, and it doesn't precede the Bayer Priyait. So we'll see, this is a little troubling, because we've already said if it's an Adama, so it's an Adama, so we said you can pick the one you want, or the second opinion was you pick the Chaviv, so we'll see what this case is. Okay, then the Ramah says, Berchas Hamotzi, Kodemus Berchas Bayer, my name is Onus. The Kol Shekin, the Shah Bracha, so Hamotzi comes before Mizonos and everything else. Meaning even if you had a Mizonos product that you'd have to make Mizonos in the middle of your meal. Meaning it's not a food product, it's not possible of a Kistin product, but let's say like a very thin dough strudel type thing. So it's not possible of a Kistin, the dough is very, very, very thin, it's a liquid batter dough. Right, and it's a dessert food, so you would make a mizonos in the meal, but you have the bread in front of you, you have the mizonos in front of you, you're going to make a hamotzi first. He says, Afal pi shehadavar hasheni chashiv achav alav, even if the other item you like better, or it is more chashiv, right, the bread is going to come, hamotzi is going to come first. Ken yeh shedak medivir hagos mayimi perektes mismak shev yotar v'chol beisyos v'shem Rambam. As we've said many times, that rule is only if you plan on eating both. Therefore, the chaviv, chashiv, or shivas aminim. But if you don't plan on eating both, you just make the bracha when you want. Even though it's in front of you, right? So you're at a table and they have all sorts of fruits and vegetables, right? So technically, you start saying, "Oh, I should make the shivas aminim," but you don't really want it, so you don't eat it. Make the bracha on something else. And he says, "V'chol zeh d'tzarach l'hakdama d'afka l'chadchila." Right? This hakdama. Now, remember, we mentioned the Prima Gadol says that violating this is like a heavy duty isser, right? So it's not something you want to violate. But again, it doesn't change the fact that you made the bracha. Avalim aver berach halshina. But if you made the bracha on the wrong one first. So if you have two fruits in front of you, an apple and grapes, and you ended up making the bracha on the apple, right? So it will work. It'll cover the grapes as well, the Bayer Priyaitz. Assuming you want it to be motzi both of them. All right, we're going to see. He's got a lot of discussion in the Mishnah Berurah here about, something less chashiv covering something that's more chashiv. But if you specifically have in mind, so therefore, that solves any problems. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah, back to bottom of 247. So he says, Tavshalo Pas, V'heim kol m'shar minim apim chavim etzel yoser, right? So if you made an adama on the grape or the apple, let's say you made it on... You wanted to eat both, and you made a Bayer Priyadama, right? But you're planning on eating the grape first. So then you should go ahead, and on the other fruit, go make if you had in mind to cover it, right? Then I think we say that it's not going to cover it because you're not supposed to make an Adama. So you'd make a Bayer Priyates on the apple right afterwards. Right, No, so it will be... We said it would be chal, right? I mean, if there's no other place for that adama to be chal than what you had in your hand, so then it will work. Now, whether you should try to get AIDS coverage, and here you have another fruit. It's not going to work for the other fruit, even if you had it in mind, because it's the wrong bracha. And there's a place for that bracha to be chal on the other fruit. But you would then go ahead and make an AIDS on the other fruit and cover the grapes as well, so at least it gets back to the proper coverage. But the Adama will work. But again, b'diavad, but it'll work. Okay. So then we say eno kodemus. But if it is a b'ri pri adama, right, you have some, you know, you're chewing some wheat, so then it doesn't come before the b'ri pri etz. El b'ri pri etz taktim. So mashma magen remember dafni a pri etz chav yoser etzel. Right? So the magen says, well, in order for the pri etz to come first, you have to have it more chashiv or chaviv. Right? Ohu kodem avshum ucher b'kra. Ohu kodem avshum ucher b'kra. So if it's chaviv, right, because remember we said before that if you have two different brachas, the shiva simim doesn't play a role at all. But if they're both equally chaviv, then you have the wheat and you have the grapes, and they're both chaviv, the wheat will come before the grapes because it's earlier in the pasuk. But what we said earlier is that min shiva plays no role at all, right? According to the first sheet. Now again, we mentioned the Bahag's opinion that b'ri pri etz always comes first, right? So he says, "Hu adin halcha loyal zin klal baser muktam," right? The pasuk should play no role, and since they're two different brachos, yaleis shir tivar achila, whichever one you want to make the bracha on, you could. That was the first opinion, right? The second opinion was that, well, you go after Chaviv. But if the wheat is more Chaviv, so then make the bracha on that. Because right? We already said, according to most posts in Chaviv, when the brachas are different, that is takes the priority. And then we said, Chavches, Hamotzi comes before Birchas Hamasa. He's got bread on the table, and he's got some food that would be a mezonos. He says has a thin batter, which is like the strudel dough. And you're not eating it as a meal food, you're eating it as a dessert. So that would take a bracha during the meal. So mitzvah shi'ito yadav yorach hamotzi t'chil al pas, but nonetheless, you make the hamotzi on the pas. The birchas hamotzi chashuva, right? Because hamotzi is more chashuv. Yachach yorach bar minzonos al lachmoni, and on that, whatever that pastry, you can go ahead and make a bar minzonos. Right? There's all sorts of discussions about people who eat things before kiddush. I mean, eat things before hamotzi, right? They make kiddush, and then they have stuff right away, right? Even though it would seem that that's, you know, bracha shein etzrichas, you just make kiddush, you're going to make hamotzi shortly, right? So it seems that, you know, if you particularly want something at that particular moment and you can't wait, right? So then you go ahead and you can eat that other thing. You're not forced to eat something earlier than you want. But it has to be like, there has to be a reason why you're doing it. Right. If they are eating it because they want it now and they're not going to be washing for 5 minutes, then they probably could. But again, it really depends on the circumstances, right? There's a lot of different variables, you know, in that mix, you know, because when they talk about the people who make kiddush and have food, they're usually having certain things that, right, that, you know, they said that they would only eat them on an empty stomach, right? In the middle of the meal, they don't want those food items. Okay, so they're, right, so that is different because there's a compelling reason to eat it now. The potato chip, if there's a compelling reason because you're hungry now, that might be a compelling reason. If it's just because you're bored waiting for the line in Shal Shudis, that's not a compelling reason. Right? So, and if, let's say you're trying the food to see if it's see if it's edible before you wash. So, okay, you can do that also. All right, but again, it depends on what the structure of your meal is. And I mean, that's assuming that it requires a bracha during the meal. Yeah. We've already said that our, let's say, a lot of people shal shudis is basically challah and potato chips. Well, one day Dovi will be lucky. No, if it's part of your meal, you don't. But if it's, you know, if you're having potato chips as a dessert, you know, then you would. It's not really a meal food, notwithstanding that they put that big potato chip in the mashed potatoes every time. That's just decoration. Okay, and then he says, "Dimari b'shar tavshil." We're back in Chavches. Belav time brachas amotzi chashuva tzarach v'artchil al pas. Because if you're talking about anything other than a, you know, than this strudel thing, then it's going to be covered by the hamotzi anyway. So tzarach v'artchil al pas v'lifter melas tavshil dozi v'artchil al di'yivartchil al hatavshil nimsegar in brachshin etzrich of yaser. Right, meaning if it's a food that's going to be covered by your hamotzi, then for sure you go ahead and you have to make the hamotzi first and don't make an unnecessary bracha just, you know, 2 minutes before you're making your hamotzi. Okay, then he says in Chav Tesh, HaDavar HaSheni Chashav. So if you have, even though the other, let's say the strudel is more chashav than the bread, Kigon Shalachem HaSa'orim, the bread's from barley, Mizonos, Mechitim is from wheat. Doesn't make a difference. That motzi is going to come ahead and take priority. And he says, "Oh chaviv olav," or if it's more chaviv, maybe it's not more chashiv. He likes it better. If it's both, nonetheless, hamotzi is going to come first. And then lamin alafim eno rotze, right? If he doesn't want to eat from both foods. Let's say he wants to eat both foods, but it's not here yet. It's not in front of him. So he doesn't have to wait, you know, till they bring it to him. You know, he says, I know they're, you know, let's say they're bringing out your steak, or not your steak, let's say you're bringing out the, you know, your sandwich. But right now you're waiting for your sandwich, right? You're waiting around, they have pickles on the table. You know, so again, I don't know that you have to wait. If that stuff's sitting there, if it's going to take 20 minutes for your food to get there, right? Again, it's all part of a cheshbon you have to make. But again, if something is not there, you know, but it, you, then even if that's the more chaviv thing, you don't have to wait for it. Vavache daito, right? Again, now, here he has that last case, which where you made the wrong bracha first. What? Yeah. No. You should make a bracha achrona before you go to the meal. Yeah, because you know you're eating them beforehand, and they're not. It may be the same room, right? It may be the same room, but there is that long gap. And those foods, any food that would be covered by your hamotzi, right? Let's say you eat meat and potato kugel at the shmort. Well, that would be covered by your hamotzi, which means you made a bracha beforehand, right? It's not going to cover your food you eat during the meal. I mean, if you eat another piece of meat during the meal, that's not, so you therefore you have to make a bracha achrona to finish up your pre-meal stuff, unless it was something that you would need a bracha during the meal. If you had fruit before and then they serve fruit during, you know, then you could make the bracha beforehand and not have to make a bracha achrona afterwards. But otherwise, at a shmorg, it's always a good idea, after you're done with the shmorg, you go to the chuppah, just make a bracha achrona to, you know, finish up all your, you know, finish up that food products with their bracha achronas. Okay, so we said here that if you've made the bracha on the second one, right, you made the bracha on the apple instead of on the grapes, right? So we say it'll work. You don't have to make a bracha and make a new bracha, right, on the grapes, as long as you had it in mind. So he says in Lamed Beis, "Bavashi daito v'afilo hayushneim lefan b'shas bracha." Even if both were in front of you, you had apples and grapes in front of you, "Bo'in shis kavlo b'feres lepatru." You still need to specifically have in mind the grapes, right, when you made the bracha on the apple. Right, something that is less chashiv is not going to cover something that's more chashiv just incidentally, unless you have kavana. But if you make a bracha on the more chashiv food, then it'll automatically cover the less chashiv food, since it was sitting at the table when you made your first bracha, right? So the chashiv will cover the non-chashiv. The non-chashiv will only cover something more chashiv if, in fact, you had it in mind, right? Same deal with rice, let's say. Rice and cake. That if you don't, and they're both in front of you, make a mizonos on the rice. If you don't specifically have in mind to cover the cake, it's not going to cover the cake, right? Rice is a secondary mizonos. It's not as chashiv as the cake mizonos. If you have in mind, it'll cover. Right? So, he says, "Vime vilo achash kvar kila min arishon." Right, now let's say they brought you, there's no more of the first thing left. Tzarech l'achash levarach. So, for sure you have to make a new bracha. Because it's a more chashiv item and it wasn't there. "Vime vilo achash beirach aval adayin lo kila achilaso." But if they bring you the grapes, right, you haven't finished the apples yet, right? And they bring you the grapes at that point. Yishdeas proposed himself brachas lahakal. Right, in that case, say suffer brachas lahakal. Lemavor b'sim reish vav. Shomer chamish shibur sif kot and chabez. Lechatlim avor shom brama. Yish li zara lechav and liv toros asher yavi lo acharka. Right, you should specifically try to have in mind to cover all fruits that are coming your way. Okay, lamin gimel of berchasa. Right, so the bracha is on the right, has to have kavana for the better thing. So you have an olive and you have an esrog. After esrog, so he likes esrog, it's better. Min shiv is going to come first. And therefore, it's going to cover the esrog, even if you didn't specifically have it in mind. And esrog is a lesser thing, it's not one of the shivas aminim. But he made a brach on the esrog. Right, Bari Praetz, he did not have kavana for anything else. So lo nifter hazayis, his zayis is more chashiv, it's not going to be covered. Right, we do have the Rambam sheet that chaviv always comes first. So in this case, the esrog is more chashiv because it's more chaviv. The chaviv odaf afa gabi min shiva. So in the Hidla Chathiva Atav Lino Kedei Rishon Shish Stam Es L'Varach HaZayis. So even though we don't pass like the Rambam, and we tell you to go ahead and make a Bari Priyot on the Zayis, on the Olive, we call Malkam B'Devet Shabarach HaLchav, you made the Bracha on the Esrog, Kedas HaRambam, Siyata L'Chor B'Vad Yilel Yach Shabarach HaZayis, and don't make a Bracha on the Olive, Tila Shitas M'Varach HaMakal, because according to the Rambam, it's a Bracha Batala. V'Kvar Kosh Shom Ataz Deman David Karambam, Gam Kain, Shapar over if you follow the Rambam's opinion, it's okay. So Vyosin Yerli Dafilim Hu Mavarach Al Hazayis makes the bracha on the olive. Tov Shiacham Behed Lifter Gam Esrog. He needs to also, right, it's the other way around. He needs to specifically have a mind to cover the Esrog. Right? Because Achrei De Esrog Chavul Yosrog. Because according to the Rambam, he should have made the bracha on the Esrog. Esrog is more chashiv, and without specific Havana, he needs to make a separate bracha on the Esrog. L'das Haram Asiyato En Yotzebi. So therefore, in either case, you should always have in mind the other thing, specifically. Right, which when you make the bracha on first. Yesh chashash diyochel haminish nebil bracha. So if you have two fruits in front of you and you're not sure which one to make the bracha on, right, always have in mind both fruits with the byproducts, then you don't have a problem. Okay, let's go back to the Beralachas on page 248. Vavad shehe daito, as long as you had kavana to cover both. I am Mishaburg Mashka Savna, feel how your shname lafana boinan, she's kavana beferis lapatri. Even if they're both in front of you, you have to have specific kavana for the lesser item to cover the greater item. The ainu badin shifter mi sheinu chashiv, right? Because you're not going to cover something that's less chashiv. Vainu bain sheinu min shiva, as a min shiva, whether it's something that's not an apple covering a grape, o sheinu chav is a chav, or something you don't like as much with the thing you like more. Kemash be silas of silvasim, mash hebu shem rajba, chenka the prima gram ladina. Vim ochalotzal balabai is reading by someone's house, given that talk about by some of them, relying on whatever he gives you. Habikilu died to be fair, slip to call my shiurts of balabais piavilo, right, to cover everything that he might bring out. So we give you a broader stam das. Now we're going to see, because the same deal, I think the post can say, we'll see about this later, right, a shahakol on a drink may not cover a shahakol on a steak, right, because the food is more chashiv than the drink. And unless you specifically had in mind to cover all your food products, right? Again, it may not cover your meat product. And therefore, we generally say you make the shahakol on a food product before you make it on a drink product. Okay, I love berchoso, right? Have in mind to cover it. Minei chosel in yishnei, minei peres, two types of fruit. Avel in yin min echad, yimevilo echad bracha, achar bracha, peres yosi yof marishon. Now, here we've been talking about apples and grapes. What about good grapes and better grapes, right, that come out after? You have these better grapes. And over there we said that, right, nicer grapes, right, right. The Mugman said you have to make a bracha on the nicer grapes. So you didn't have in mind. There was, this is less hush of stuff you made originally. And the Eli Rabbah says, you don't make a new bracha since it's all grapes. We do one somewhere nicer. And we say, Safik brachos lahaka. Okay, we're going to stop here. And we should be live.